Ingenuity. Isaac Newton. Isaac Newton was a mathematician and scientist. He lived with his grandma on a farm. Isaac loved learning, and he especially loved going to school. He read a lot and began to figure out new things about the world. He created a new telescope. He discovered that colors are hidden in light. One day, an apple dropped onto his head. It gave Isaac a big idea. Everything must fall down. This is called gravity. Isaac loved to play, even as an adult. He showed ingenuity by looking closely at the world and noticing what others had not. What new ideas do you have when you play? Alfred Nobel. Alfred Nobel also loved to play. Alfred loved to play with words. He loved mixing words and creating beautiful rhymes. Alfred's father was an inventor and scientist. He showed Alfred that mixing chemicals was much like mixing letters and words. One day, Alfred discovered a special mixture that made a big boom. Alfred was excited about his discovery. He ran home to tell his father. Together, they worked to invent dynamite. Alfred made a lot of money from his inventions. He wanted to use that money to encourage other people to invent ways to help the world, so he created the Nobel Prize. Alfred Nobel showed ingenuity by finding a use for something he discovered by accident. Have you ever learned anything new by accident? Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein won a Nobel Prize. Einstein loved physics. He spent many hours observing the universe, asking questions and doing experiments. He discovered that light makes energy. His ideas helped to create solar panels. These panels can make electricity that we use to heat our homes and turn on lights. Inventors are often very creative people. Einstein played the violin, and music made him very happy. Einstein believed that imagination is more important than knowledge. Albert Einstein showed ingenuity by combining science and imagination. How can you use your imagination to help others? Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison had big ideas even when he was little. He was an inventor. As he grew up, his ideas grew bigger too. He had an idea to make an electric light. Before the light bulb, people used gas lamps and candles, which were not very safe. It was a good idea, but it didn't work at first. He had to try over and over and over again until he finally built a light bulb that worked. Thomas Edison showed ingenuity by imagining things that could make people's lives better and then not giving up until he found a way to make them. Who helps you to never give up and keep trying? Rachel Carson. Rachel Carson loved nature. When she was little, she loved to explore the woods and streams and write stories about them. Rachel became a biologist, a scientist who studies plants and animals. She became worried that pesticides, chemicals that farmers use to get rid of pests like insects and weeds, might not be safe. Rachel did lots of careful tests and discovered that pesticides could hurt people and animals that they were not meant to harm. She wrote a book. Her book helped people understand that it is important not to use chemicals that hurt our earth. Rachel Carson showed ingenuity by noticing details in nature and sharing what she learned with others. What do you do if you see something that could hurt people? George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver loved plants. When he was young, people called him the plant doctor because he was so good at making sick plants healthy. As an adult, He decided he would teach farmers how to care for the crops they grew. He discovered that growing cotton over and over in the same place made the soil sick. George invented crop rotation. One year, the farmers would grow cotton. The next year, they would grow soybeans or sweet potatoes. Rotating crops made the soil healthy again. Cotton farmers had another problem. There was a very hungry bug eating their plants. George discovered that the bugs that loved the cotton plants did not like peanut plants. When the farmers grew peanuts, the bugs would go away. But what would the farmers do with all those peanuts? George solved that problem. He invented hundreds of new ways to use peanuts. George showed ingenuity by helping farmers grow more and by finding ways to waste less. How can you use your love of learning to teach the world? The people in this book were writers, poets, musicians, inventors, thinkers, and scientists. Their ideas helped make the world a better place for us all. Ingenuity always starts with a question or an observation. Now it's your turn. What will you do next?